Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95 won the bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen and joining me on the line this morning. Boy, we've had quite the busy week last Friday, especially here in town. But I've got Mayor Bobby Schwickerath joining me this morning. And Bobby, might I say, we had probably one of the greatest turnouts, I think, here in town. Just, you know, with Ragbot Bri alone, it was such a perfect day, perfect morning to start out for the Riders.
It absolutely was, Rob. It was just absolutely beautiful. It was a little chilly to start the day. I said I wasn't going to bring a sweatshirt because the sun was going to come up and warm right up, and it took a sweet time to warm up. But once it did, yeah, it was just a beautiful day for the Riders.
Yeah, we just walk up and down the street, and you just kind of get the heat going there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Let's recap, you know, on Friday with Ragbri. How was the reception? How was the response? Thoughts in general about Ragbri on Friday?
You know, a lot of the comments we got, myself and some of the volunteers out and about on Main Street, was that we had just a beautiful town and thanked us for the welcome and hosting them. It was great to hear from everybody how beautiful they thought our Main Street was. The Riders were great. They were respectful. They were, you know, cleaned up behind themselves. So I want to thank the Riders for being great guests when they came through town. I also want to thank all of our volunteers and vendors for making Ragbri on Friday just a great experience, and it went pretty damn smooth. I was quite surprised.
Me too. And you know what? And not only just some of the food, the vendors, and the activities that were for the Riders that morning, we also had a chance to shine a spotlight on the many organizations that were showing what different things they are currently working on. I know one in specific was New Hampton Parks and Rec. We were talking about their new inclusive playground. I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah, we've been working on it here for a little while. It's our Runyon Park. We're looking to update, and we've had discussions in the last few years, but here in the last, I'd say, 9 months, we've really gotten after it and just trying to get some new equipment into that park that is for kids of all ages and abilities that can use the equipment and enjoy the outdoors. So it sounds like they had a great day. I had a lot of the Riders asking for local organizations that they could go and buy food from, because they love to sponsor those kind of events.
Yeah, and also wanted to mention, you know, I got the chance to speak with Carrie Becker as well. Got a youth exchange program with the Rotary. It's going to be going on as well. Of course, FFA was also doing some activities there as well. Of course, talked with Marshall Zion, and really looking forward to the fall season and what other programs they're going to be working on. So all in all, we just couldn't ask for a better day.
No, we couldn't. I finally had to go and try one of those FFA grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'd never had one, and they were pretty good.
I did not get the chance, but you know what? I told Marshall I'll take a rain check on it. One of these days I'll have one. But Mayor Bobby Schwickerath joining me here this morning for Mayor Mondays here on 95 won the Bull. Apart from Ragbri, getting back to business as we're getting into this coming week, what updates do you have for us?
So we had an ambulance council meeting last week, and just discussing with all the cities, a few cities that said they're out. The majority of us are in for the county-run service. So as we left the meeting last week, whoever has the new 28E signed by Tuesday night at 4 o'clock is in for the county-run service, and we are going to move forward as we've kind of planned with it. So we're kind of running out of time here. We got 5 months to get this thing rolling, but I'm excited to have the cities we do on board. This was always kind of our dream from the get-go of starting this process of, if we could get a county-run service going, this is where we want to be. So I'm excited that we got the ball moving forward there, and despite anything happening tonight, we'll have the contract signed, and New Hampton will be moving forward with it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, hopefully things be prospects will looking focus positively on everything, and we look forward to, of course, things moving along rather smoothly as we get into the next couple of weeks here. And any further information, Bobby, on things happening down the line? Can they reach City Hall for more information?
Absolutely. Anybody has any questions, of course, everybody in City Hall does just a fantastic job. They make me look pretty good for what I'm doing. So big shout out for City Hall for doing everything that they do in there. Of course, and if anybody has any questions for me, the easiest way to reach me is my email, and that is Mayor Schwick, S-C-H-W-I-C-K-N-H, at gmail.com.
Excellent. Mayor Bobby Schwickerath joining me here for Mayor Mondays. We'll check back in a few weeks, Bobby, and we'll see how things are going from there.
That sounds great, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.